Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, their website. They got a lot of cool shit coming down. They got some new stickers. They got sunglasses, bracelets, shirts, of course. You can find all that on their website. Give them a like on Facebook for us. They'll be at Warped Tour, the Cleveland date. As will Sean, handing out copies of Let's Have a Good Day. So, on that note, enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. How'd I scare you? I'm Paul.
So scared.
I'm terrified.
I see stupid people.
Fuck off.
I'm Toddy.
What a bad joke. How you been, man?
It hit you hard right in the heart bone.
Right in my funny bone.
Very small bone to hit. You have to be a sharpshooter.
Yeah, honestly, it takes a lot for me to laugh unless it's something I say. Zing! I laugh at my own jokes.
All right. I'm a little, exhausted because this is just, it's like after a long 9-hour day, I just grind it on the floor, just hard grind it on the phone sales.
Yeah,
and all the other stuff, sell everything.
Hard to sit back and talk to
your
homie.
Hard to unwind and really get the intellectual brain flowing.
Yeah, so it's going to be Dumbcast.
Philosophical level. No, I'm saying I'm here. I did it.
You did do it. I'll give you that.
I'm going to be the most intelligent host ever.
That's
why I win awards.
Nice. So, box office wrap up.
How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad, man. Just did some artwork for the old LWM crew. Sent that over to Sean. Hopefully, we'll have the CDs pressing for Let's Have a Good Day, which I mentioned at the beginning.
Just
before the music that you just heard.
Just shy under 9 hours to learn how to copy-paste.
It wasn't copy-paste. Had to inverse a layer. No one's going to know what this means. Some Photoshop people. It takes a pretty big brain, which I do have, but it also took me about 3 hours to figure out how to do it.
Kahuna over here.
And literally, it was 3 clicks. it was 2 clicks and a button. I was like, God,
next
fucking
time,
damn
just call
it.
Your boy.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known how to do it either.
I do.
But you did help me with my phone today.
I invert, I delete. Yeah, and I fuck you. Yeah, man, I did $8 worth of work for you.
Okay. Do you want $8? Is that what you're saying?
You threw 2 pennies at me. You owe me $7.98.
All right. We'll get that after the pod. So the number 3 film this week, Tony, was Kong Skull Island, which you saw.
Nope.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Did you not
I
go?
Saw it.
Oh, okay. I was like, you left the house. Do you have a second family?
I go where I want.
Yeah, you saw it at a late boy showing. You went at 10:35, didn't get home till 12:30, 12:45?
It's pretty sick. Pretty late night, sick night.
Did you like it?
Hot, sick night. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk about it now or in weekly recommendations and rejections? It's up to you.
Hey, I can talk about it now.
All right, yeah.
Sorry,
the floor is yours.
I got an itch on my head. I think it's like some sort of spiders burrowing into my skull or something.
Probably. You're so dirty.
Thank you. Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
Kong Skull Island was a lot better than I expected. John C. Reilly's very funny. The main people are very forgettable,
mm-hmm.
as you would expect.
Yes.
Oh, he's an explorer. Oh, he's a fucking war vet. Oh, these are
responsible
soldiers.
Cliche type of cast.
Super.
Yeah.
Brie Larson, so hot.
Yeah.
She's my favorite. She's so beautiful.
I want to marry her.
She looks like she's a 70s journalist, so I'm like, oh my.
Yeah, this takes place in what, Vietnam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right after.
All
right. But so they go to the island, and it's, you know what I mean? It's hokey to a point. They're like, there's a perpetual storm around it. I'm like, shut up. How's that?
I think that was in the Peter Jackson one, too.
How is that?
They didn't see it until they, ran
yeah.
into the island.
Oh.
Shit, there's a whole island here.
Kind of hurricanes wrapped around it. You got typhoons on it. But when you watch Godzilla, and you're like, man, I got 3 minutes of Godzilla. Fuck, dude, that's it.
Yeah.
This was, 50 fucking solid minutes of King Kong on screen.
That's rad.
A lot of fucking Kong on screen.
Yeah, that's good.
And if not Kong, other big dick robot fucking vampire monsters.
Robots.
No, I'm thinking in. What I'd want, but
Pac Rim 2.
It was cool creatures.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you know what they're doing there. I heard that at the end of it they kind of tease into the universal monsters of them having the connection with Godzilla and stuff.
Yeah.
And which is why that this was a period piece, too, because they referred to him as a young Kong.
Yeah. They
and that he's still growing.
He's still growing.
Yeah, because Godzilla's the height of buildings, right?
Yes, and Kong is half his height right now.
Okay, so he'll probably be as big as him. That's going to look so fucked up cool.
Yeah, no, he's... But son of a bitch, is he fast. Like,
yeah.
He's nothing like Godzilla in terms of his movement. He doesn't need to be as big as Godzilla, I don't think, as well.
Okay.
Because, fuck, dude, he's so fucking... Just thinking of him next to fucking Godzilla, like, in a 50-yard dash, in a fucking, like, in beer pong, like, in fucking, like, ninja moves, blocking hands, he'd win all of those.
Gotcha.
So...
You liked it. Recommend it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's cool.
A lot of fun. I mean,
yeah, don't go see it if you're really looking for that depth.
I didn't expect that at
all.
If
you want to see Manchester by the Sea, go see that.
I mean, like, that's the same thing with Godzilla, though. You, like, went and saw it, and you're like, I can't believe Walter White's going to be in it. Then he died in the first 3 minutes. Yep. You're like, I can't believe they killed Walter White already.
Oh, he's all really dead.
And they really, like, booked this movie as, like, he's in it, motherfucker. And they weren't lying, but, I mean, they could have been
a little bit more
upfront about the fact that he's going to close the door and die in the first 5 minutes of the film. And then you're going to follow Kick-Ass around and not really give a shit about his character.
This one goes off the hinges, too. There are parts where I'm like, oh... Like, I was, like, laughing out loud a bit, like, okay.
Were you the only one in the theater?
I was one of, like, six cool people.
Yeah, super cool. A lot of wolf t-shirts.
Yeah, dude. Tons of fucking wolves in the moon fucking t-shirts there. And then me with my obvious skin-tight tank top.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Actually, and my big Gatorade bottle just chugging away.
Oh, you're describing me, I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Kong made $133.5 million domestically.
Well, glad they can pay the rent.
That's pretty good. I guess it did double the numbers, or maybe that was Beauty and the Beast of Power Rangers. Power Rangers didn't do too well.
Aww.
It's, I believe the Rotten Tomatoes, like, it's definitely certified rotten.
Mm-hmm.
I think it had like a 37%, which is higher than Batman v Superman.
Right on.
But that was the critic analysis. The fan analysis was like a 70, I think. So people are enjoying it, at least.
I heard that it does slapstick itself. It's like, that's so corny. Let's do it, I guess. Like, if you can rip on yourself, it's cool. But at the same time, I couldn't give less than any shits about that.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Every clip of that movie looked like big, big, hot piles of dog shit.
Yeah, there's parts of it that look cool.
I knew you'd say it.
Yeah.
Here we go, the counteroffer.
Beauty and the Beast, which made $88.3 million in its second weekend. That's a 49% decline from its opening weekend, but it has a total of $316 million right now.
Yeah.
And it is on point, it seems like, to not, cross the $1 billion mark. That's fucking crazy.
Disney is quite a juggernaut.
Murdering it. I didn't check out the reviews on that, but I'm assuming that it's good.
Yeah.
Probably.
I imagine.
Let's see.
Who knows?
Worldwide total for Power Rangers is 59.2 with a budget of $100 million.
Oh, you're halfway there.
I don't know if we're gonna see Power Rangers 2.
Even with Bryan Cranston as Zordon.
Yeah. And fucking Bill Hader's Alpha 5. I don't know if you knew.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, those names weren't getting anybody to the theater, it seems. Life debuted with the $12.6 million,
yeah,
which is understandable. It kind of looked like a very independent sci-fi movie. That's what I got out of it.
It's,
I don't
like
know about
sci-fi
you.
Horror, yeah.
I really do want to see Life. I think it looks cool. Logan, 201 currently. That movie rocks. If you haven't seen that, definitely go. And I guess Chips came out.
Yeah.
They don't really say much about it.
Yeah.
The Shack did $3.7 million. And now 49 domestically. My grandma told me to go see it. It's a religious flick.
The Shack.
Yeah, it's based off a book. She really liked the book. And she's like, I was just so happy to see the movie. It has a lot of religious overtones. You'll probably like it. And I was like, for sure. I'm checking that out right now.
Super sweet.
Lego Batman, a domestic gross of $107 million right now. Number 9 film.
Good job. That's funny.
And capping off the 10 is the Belko experiment, which I haven't heard of, with $1.8 million.
I want to see that so fucking bad, it's not even funny.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, right on. I haven't even seen the trailer for
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll check
it. So it's made by Orion, the same people that did fucking RoboCop, and I didn't even know they were in fucking business anymore.
Yeah.
It's a fucking social experiment in this like high-rise office, and they pretty much shut down all the fucking exits, and this like AI voice gets over the speaker and says, like, within the next hour you must kill one of your coworkers, or, you know, like 10 of you will die.
Yeah.
Like, and then it increases and increases.
So it,
like,
kind of sounds
hundreds of people killing each other. It's like Battle Royale.
Or The Purge, yeah.
Yeah, but like in one spot and one person controlling it.
So that means that it was
like
shot
Battle
for,
Royale.
For like $1.50.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good,
so
though.
So tight.
That's good. I like when movies really go way low under budget, because then they usually do really well, and then that gets to make more. Like, The Invitation did really well,
yeah,
but it was only made for $1 million. They didn't have to make much back.
Yeah.
And
those kinds of movies are ones that, like, kill it at Sundance, and then they're like, picture of the year, and everyone rents it, and they're like, I didn't like, you know, The Pianist too, but it won all these awards.
I think The Witch had that as well, because The Witch got, like, it had so many of those crest
all
things.
All that fucking sweet, like, go see it.
Yeah.
Creepiest movie of all time.
Which, I mean...
Very creepy.
It's super creepy. Yeah. It's slow, but super creepy. All right, so that's our box office numbers. I wonder how... this is what I was going to say. I wonder how Netflix pays revenue for the films that they have on their page for streaming. Because renting, obviously, they're getting a cut of it, or they had to purchase it. Like, you know how Blockbuster used to purchase the movie at, like, fucking $40? That's why they would charge you so much if you actually kept it.
Yeah.
And then they're purchasing it so they can make money off of it from then on. But, you know, each store is buying, like, 10 copies of one movie or whatever. So, $400 a store, and there's tons of them. So
there were.
Not now. Goodbye. But I wonder how Netflix generates the cash to pay the people that they have on it, or if they just have deals with production companies.
We will dive into this investigative report for our next episode entitled, I don't know, let's figure it out.
All right. I like that. It's a good new segment. Marvel unveils new Inhumans logo. That's coming. It's going to be a TV show now, Inhumans. You're probably not familiar with it.
Nah.
It's a royal family of Marvel, like, set in space. I think you'll dig it. I'm really anxious to see how they treat the costumes on a TV show, because it's definitely, like, super costumey.
Yeah. Like Dune.
Yeah, kind of like Dune.
Yeah.
And Justice League confirms Reverse Flash in the DCEU.
I already have one Flash, though, that's done nothing yet.
Yeah. Have you seen the new preview?
Yeah.
For the Justice League?
Looks like a real ragtag bunch of douchers.
Yeah, it actually looks like they're trying to be very light. Like, they're trying to have more comedy in it, too.
Yeah, let's be a little fun. We're killing insects, and we're just hanging out.
Parademons.
Drunk in the water.
Yeah, parademons.
What?
They're called parademons.
Parrot demons?
Para.
Ah!
Yeah, that's it. Power on a cracker! they're parademons. That's what Darkseid sends down. That's like his army.
Oh. You think they're going to see his big ass?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like if anything, it's going to be like the Thanos reveal at the end of Avengers.
Oh,
like it's just going to be a chair spinning around, and he's like, "I'm Darkseid."
Oh yeah, you just see one of his fingers, and he goes, "I see you soon."
Yeah, see you in 3 years, motherfuckers.
Yeah, hang in there.
So the writer of Deadpool 2 says that no movie will want to compete with Deadpool 2's release date. What do you think? Because they lost the director of the original one.
Yeah,
he left.
What do you mean by like? No movie should come out when not we do, because we're so fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be so big that no one's going to see your piece of shit movie. Don't even try it. Signed, Ryan Reynolds. No.
I mean, good. I like a little bit of, you know, confidence there. It's nice.
It's a lot of confidence.
But shit, man, like, a Transformer comes out, it's going to attract a lot of dummies.
Yeah, but I really feel like Deadpool 2 is going to pull a lot of people. Even if it isn't good, a lot of people are going to go see it opening weekend, and then it'll be like Batman v Superman.
Yeah, because it's standing on the haunches of a very good one.
Yep. I guarantee they're gonna have like double the budget, if not more. There's no way they're shooting this one for $80 million.
Be nice if they did. They'd really rack it up.
They would, and I feel like they would keep the story.
If they go too high,
it's gonna there's gonna be too many hands in the pot.
Yeah,
but I guess the director also said that
I don't like too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah,
when I make a Deadpool,
he's comfortable with the way that the studio's handling the movie. Like he doesn't feel like he a Fantastic Four, basically. Yeah. The Venom movie may be filming in fall.
Oh my god, where are you getting this news?
What do you mean?
Did
you hear about this?
I'm just saying, there has to be another theme in this news bulletin besides comic book adaptation to films forever.
Power Rangers, we talked about that.
That's
Beauty and the
Beast. Straight up like Japanese dog shit made to movie.
Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast is Disney dog shit made to movie. It's all... Is there not one original
thing? We talked about King Kong.
Son of a bitch. Universal Monsters.
But it's described as a horror sci-fi.
Wow.
No, that's
nothing
cool.
New that came out. That you're like, dude, never heard of this shit. Creepy as fuck. Awesome looking.
No, I haven't seen any previews. And we talked about a lot of the previews that we did see. Did you see any cool previews at fucking Kong, motherfucker?
They were all the same. They were all fucking dumb garbage. Like, the Ghost of the Shell one, they want me to get my fucking dick all wet about, and I don't really know about it.
My dick's still dry.
My dick's all fucking, like, dry like a fucking chapstick in the desert. And then I saw... God, they're forgettable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot them.
All right. First look at Batman and Harley Quinn animated
movie.
Those
previews gave me amnesia. What?
Yeah, there's going to be a Harley Quinn animated movie with Batman.
I guess you'll go see the, what are those, stupid premiere event stuff?
Oh, fuck, yeah, there's something event, damn it, Fathom, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Or Fandom, Fathom?
I think Fathom so, event, yeah, you're going to go see a nine-hour Fathom event?
No, I don't think that, this one's probably going to be straight to DVD, it's not going to be like the Killing Joke, that was in a Fathom event, that was actually really cool, because they had, like, Mark Hamill talking about the character of the Joker and stuff, because it obviously is a big Joker movie. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's basically all my news. Do you have anything else?
No. No, no, no.
No more new news, huh? Some new news. All right. Well, let's hop into genre five, and hopefully my shitloads. Hang on 1 second. It's
what
for sure
movie
not...
would you like to watch?
Yeah. I'm in.
Most while getting a beeger.
Oh, whew, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Porn?
No, what? Movie.
Ooh.
You could have got it at Blockbuster.
What has a lot of tits in it? Because I would want to watch that. Because I'm getting a blowjob, you know?
I'm trying to think of one that's, like, real tit-heavy.
Gratuitous?
I mean, there were lots of titties at the beginning of, like, Starship Troopers.
Oh, the shower scene? Getting blown to dudes in the shower, too?
Well, there's a lot of dude buttholes, too.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, I do like
tight
that.
Tight-shaved Aryan buttholes in the shower, too.
Aryan buttholes are my favorite. we might call this
But then there was a lot of, like, hard hard chick bush.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all, though.
I'm saying, like, that was, like, straight 90s. When I was a kid, I was like, where is it? What is it?
I don't even know what to do with that.
Should I
pet it?
My penis shows through my bush. I don't know what hers is.
Well, what would be yours?
Well, I'm trying to think.
So you came ill-prepared for this question?
No, I was just kind of trying to fill time because you were loading.
Oh, right on.
Fuck me, I guess. Fuck me. Won't ever make thoughts again into words.
Finally. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't really know if
I thought of that one for you, by the way, you fuck.
About me getting a blowjob?
No,
in a movie?
I thought of that movie for you, and you're like, what about yours?
Oh, Starship Troopers?
I thought of yours.
So, no, that'd be yours.
Let me think.
You're like, kill the bugs.
No, you want lots of titties. I'm trying to think of one I would enjoy. I think a good one for the fucking bathroom would probably be...
The bathroom?
Like a shit. What are you taking a shit? Oh, BJ, yeah, not
what
taking a shit.
What the fuck just happened?
I'm drinking a lot of coffee and Gatorade. I'm a little hopped up.
Okay.
I'll name one for both.
Honesty.
Same, all one and the same. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I got it. RoboCop.
Really?
Yeah. Good music, action,
uh-huh.
And it's an awesome setting. But I know it enough, I don't have to watch it if I don't want to. If I want to, like, you know... eyeball whoever's blowing me or like check out my turds.
Do you stand up a lot mid shit and you're like, how are we doing down there?
That's a classic. I have to see this beast.
Ooh, this felt huge.
Oh, this is a fucking this one's a barge. I gotta see this
fucking barge.
I gotta see this shipwreck.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess if I'm taking your method of approach, I'd say like Empire Strikes Back, because when isn't that good? Or
yeah,
like Dark Knight.
Just good times, yeah.
Just like fucking makes you stranger.
Opening a Jurassic Park? Yeah. That's all good.
Real dusty and shit.
Yeah.
Cover the fossils. This asshole's plane. All right, so yeah, I that's a hard one, I guess.
Did you load?
I've been good. I was good after you were like, so BJ, and I was like, fuck. And it already loaded, but I was like, well, let's see where this goes.
Good.
All right, so we got genre five. Favorite opening to TV shows?
I have 9.
Right on. I think I have 8. Well, you want to go one
to
one?
No, you go first.
Yeah, we'll go one to one, though.
Yeah.
All right. This was actually really hard.
And if it's a repeat, I'll name my repeat.
Okay, right on.
Yep.
The first one that came to mind was Daredevil.
That's not on mine, but I do love it because it oozes.
Yeah, are we going for just music or are we going for the whole
how it makes
kit
you
and
feel,
caboodle?
How happy you are.
Yeah, I really dig Daredevil. Like the first time, I was like, wow, it looks insane. It looks so cool.
Oh, so serious, so beautiful.
And yeah, and it's really pretty pianos and stuff like that. What was yours?
My first one on my list is...
Game of Thrones.
No, not first, man. That's like hard on the last side,
no,
dude.
Sorry for spoilers.
No, first
fuck?
On my
Wait,
list...
Wait, hold on. What was that bird noise?
That was the fucking... That bird monster that Darkseid uses in the room fucking coming at me. What was it called?
What are you talking about?
Those
a parrot demon?
Yeah, oh. Parrot demon coming at us. Man, you can't pull up any old joke material.
Anyways, go ahead.
My first one is True Detective, season 1.
Ooh, nice. That is a good one. Yeah.
Very fucking eerie. Very cool.
Very. My second is Batman, the animated series.
Ooh, that one's a serious score.
Yeah, based off the Danny Elfman.
Exploding.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was a good explosion. Yeah, that was one of my favorites as a kid growing up. Anytime that came on, I was like, fuck yes!
Get out of my mom, you bitch!
Yeah, I just push her over. Batman's on! Don't you hear Danny Elfman's inspired score?
Make me some fucking pizza bagels!
Yeah. Oh, I'm good.
Next one on my list is X-Files.
Nice, that was in my honorable mentions, but that is a fucking good one, for sure.
Oh, so
and weird. Actually, in the if you look watch the opening credits for it, it looks super cheese.
Oh, so cheese.
That fucking, the music alone, I would.
I think, like, the echo, the.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's so eerie, dude. Like, where's it going?
It's going away.
It's going away. Where'd it go to?
You hear it leave?
Another dimension.
My next one is The Office, and that's one that makes me really happy when it comes on. Cute, yeah, for sure. Like,
but also, I'm like,
watching it,
beat my face in if I hear it again, if I'm watching a lot of Office.
That doesn't really bother me.
You'll watch every intro opening?
No, not every,
I guess.
Say you
watch six episodes in a row.
No, but actually for Daredevil, I did watch it every time. Unless I had something to do, that's I was cool. Like, I gotta fucking get through this 2 minutes so I can make, yeah. But The Office, yeah, that makes me really happy. I don't really, like, aesthetically, it's not that great.
No.
It's very, I mean, it's the show.
It's clips show, from the yeah. show that's not aesthetically great either.
Right, with names. And then, yeah, the show definitely isn't, like, pretty. Mm-mm. But, yeah, so The Office, good.
Next one on my list is Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, fuck. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
I just think it's a good intro to all those characters.
Oh, for sure. Like, yeah, them being all awkward for the school picture. Yeah, that's a really good one. Damn. Damn, I'm jealous.
I thought of that, and I was like, oh, fuck, man. That's a series that, like... That was classic as fuck.
And not only that, it's a series that was only on the air for a season, so you only got that one fucking time. I have that on a box set DVD. My next one is Westworld.
That one is on my list hard, dude.
Not only...
Westworld is so goddamn pretty.
Yeah, not only is the music awesome in it, but, like, the whole look of it is so cool.
Yeah.
You and I would never fast forward through that either.
Never. And you also... I don't know. Like we said when we talked about ending Westworld, is you gain more insight even into the fucking opening credits by watching the first season. Then watch the credits again, and you're going to go, fuck, man, these are so goddamn rich.
Yeah, so intertwined.
Yeah, they're so beautiful.
And obviously our last one's Game of Thrones.
Obviously, I still have more, but yes, Game of Thrones is number onesie. Because I could listen to that, watch it, see the new fucking locations, feel like my like... The blood surging to my wiener area. Wow. My wiener sword.
Yep.
It's broadsword. It's good.
That it's a broadsword.
Hot Targaryen fire everywhere.
Targaryen fire. Nice. That was a good reference at least. Right. Fucking broadsword. It's like a shiv.
It's more like a makeshift shiv. Someone like hardened a bar of soap and put a fucking string on it.
Hardened a bar of soap, not like fucking chopped at the end of a toothbrush. Just harden a bar of soap.
Sure, no, you harden it in the sun.
Does that really work?
Yeah, you dry it out.
Wouldn't it
melt?
So
it gets, like, brittle. No, I mean, you got to shave it up a little bit. Then it dries out. It's
how
like
do you know
moist.
How to make a soap knife?
Because I used to... Never mind.
Did some time in the old county pokey.
Well, back when me and Andy were doing some time, Dufresne was his name.
Got it.
He's got a boat now.
Okay.
He's a fisherman.
All right. Son of a bitch.
I love when I eat you up with my stupidity, and you're like, son of a bitch. I have more, by the way.
I know, so do I. X-Files is one of mine.
Yeah.
And one of yours.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, like, one of my honorable mentions.
I mean, X-Files,
is X-Files
was up on my five, yeah.
Yeah, so give me one of your non-list.
And I this was a
mentions.
Hard one, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a hard one. So, I got...
Malcolm in the Middle.
Halt and Catch Fire.
Okay.
Really fucking tight, synthetic, like...
Yeah, I think you played it for me.
Yeah, because we were talking about another one on my list, Stranger Things.
Oh, fuck, yeah, that's
so
good.
Beautiful,
yeah.
So eerie.
For sure.
And simple.
Stranger Things would make my honorable mentions as well. Actually, I might kick The Office off and put Stranger Things, honestly. Because The Office is great and all, but Stranger Things, I was like, wow, this is magic.
You were the one that was like, oh, it's so good, have you heard it?
Yeah, honestly. I go to bed
and
to
I'm like, I listen to this kind of stuff a lot. And then we started listening to a lot of synth pop.
Yes, we did. And now our phones are full of it.
Oh, boy. And last is Cheers.
Oh, right on. See, I put Golden Girls on mine. Thank you for being my friend. Yeah, that song rocks.
It is really good.
Those are cool opening credits. And, like, also you got, like, fucking your
Sometimes
Saved by the Bell.
Go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
There's all those. Like, those 90s ones kind of go together. Like,
oh, for
Step
sure.
by Step, fucking
Family
Matters,
Full House,
Roseanne, yeah.
Yeah. Like that Roseanne was more, I feel like that was like off the beaten path for like that and like Home Improvement stand out to me. Like they're not like Family Matters or Full House or Step by Step. Like
I think those are older too.
Shows?
Yeah, I think like Family Matters was like late 80s as opposed to like early 90s.
I think they were early 90s.
Yeah, I want to say there's different time frames for those as well.
That could honestly be true, but I thought Full House and all that stuff came out in the 90s.
Yeah, no, I'm saying Step by Step, Family Matters, and there's some of those felt older than some of the others.
Let's see, Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wicca, help me.
Yeah, Wiki, help me. But yeah, then you had like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
So it did, it came out in 1989, but it went to 97. So it was for sure like the 90s. And it's September 22nd. So it was basically 1990 already.
Yeah.
Fucking what was wrong? Family Matters. So that wasn't like, I mean, technically it is late 80s because it's 89, but
it
like.
It feels old.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it comes in with a shitty shot.
Yeah.
It really does come in with a shitty shot over the city and it just says Family Matters.
Of Chicago, right? Is that where they're at? Yeah. Carl Winslow. Full House premiered.
Oh, you mean
1987.
Stefan Urkel?
Yeah.
Instead of Steve Urkel?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I know. Yeah, that was a fucking push.
Fuck.
1987 was Full House premiere, which that's kind of crazy.
Shut up.
But that makes sense because I think the Olsen twins are like my age, and I was born in 87. They probably were too because they were like a fucking infant.
Yeah. Yeah. One.
And what was the other one? Oh, Step by Step. TV series. There we go. Let's see.
Why are you
that
typing
was,
like you're putting in the DARPA codes?
Because I am doing the DARPA. They were 91. So yeah, those were all early 90s. Roseanne. I guess I should look up. What's up? What do you feel?
I just feel like those were older than they were. Also, I think the same guy made like a shit ton of those shows: Step by Step, Full House, and Family Matters.
Yeah, that may have been. Yeah,
I think we're all his
creations. And yeah, 88 was Roseanne. So they're all in the same wheel well.
But Home Improvement's a different breed.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince is kind of a different breed.
Yep, Will Smith rapping.
What's another, like, different breed kind of show?
From that era?
SWAT Cats.
Oh, was it ever?
Fuck, man.
Jeez, Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, mentioned. Oh, double.
Yeah, yep.
Doubler.
I'm getting it in there. Oh, my other one was Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I like the way that like, looks, too. Like, I thought that was a cool opening. Very chaotic, and then it has that sweet song.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of me now.
Batman Beyond.
Yeah, that was
super cheese, but still more serious than any of the other like openings like it.
Yeah, like I mean,
for what it was, because it's a teenager in the future, and you're like, all right, so how nerdy is this going to be? And I'm like, it's like got chicks dancing in techno clubs with their titties and shit.
Yeah,
like, it's like,
yeah, it is. It definitely not the animated series. It's like very film noir and shit like that.
Like here he comes,
very serious, and like all that shit was painted on black paper, like all the backgrounds and stuff, so that like it was more so Batman coming out of the night. Instead of being drawn with, like, a darker feature. Yeah, pretty neat, huh? All right, so I have a game.
Oh, get out of fucking town.
Oh, get out of Dodge.
You know I call me Game Master Fat Boy.
Yeah, all right. Dirty movie titles. You take a movie and then you put a spin on it. Like if a porn parody almost. Like Bi-tanic.
Oh, okay, yeah. You tell me a movie and I have to think of something filthy?
No, you just give me one.
I just throw it at
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Like I'll go Robocock.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, god damn it. You're going to be bad at this, aren't you?
I am.
I guess I should have given you more
time.
Wait.
Give me 1 second. Can I add a word, or is it just making one word sound like a porny thing?
Like Jurassic Pork.
So I change a word.
Sperminator.
The Terminator, the Sperminator.
See?
That's really clever, dude.
Yeah, like Sperminator 2, Judgment Gay.
No, what?
See? Like, you can do that type of thing, too.
I don't understand this.
You,
I am very bad at this.
It's like a pun.
Fuck, I hate puns. I don't know if I like puns.
Star Wars, like from Zack and Miri.
Yeah, I get that one. I've heard it, though.
Okay. Are you going to have to start looking
at like, movies? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I could name ones I heard in Zack and Miri, like Revenge of the Shits. Like,
no, yeah, don't do that. Just make
see, I don't know how to think of them. Oh, fuck, what's a movie title? I don't know any movies. Where am I? I'm having a fucking aneurysm. Fuck, man. You put me on the spot real hard with this one. Oh, man.
I named like five already, but then again, I should have given you more time to like write a list. I guess. Do you want to do it next week then?
No.
We'll write a list and come back?
No, I got
back.
Stuff in my mind, brain.
See, I thought it'd be a fun game, but I didn't know that you were tired from your strong
work
day.
The Army of Dark Tits.
Nice. There you go. Right on.
I hate this so much. Don't think fast.
Evil think Head.
I hate you. No. Oh.
You made me think of that.
Extra Tits.
Nice. Oh, man. All right. All right. All right. I named like five, though, so.
Yeah. You've really blown your load.
Oh, damn. Now it's going to be...
Oh, Friday the 13th. Nope, never mind. Didn't work. I was going to say the 13th. Thirqueef.
The extra tits was good. I like that one a lot.
What the fuck?
You're all going to die up there.
The leprechaun.
The leprechaun? Okay.
Sounds horrible. Like a leper?
Pacific Rim the job.
So you just you can add a word, too, to make it
something
totally.
Filthy. Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. I get where you're going, dude.
I got nothing.
Instead of drive, dick.
That, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh, just so much pressure put on me. Dude. You like my reaction?
I'm getting
to this?
Like fucking sweaty.
Yeah, so am I. I got a lot of power sweat.
We are wearing a hoodie too.
Okay, so
you can do TV shows too if you'd like. I don't know if that helps you out at all.
Days of Cumder.
That's pushing it.
It is.
Let's see.
Dicks of Thunder.
Dark Shitty.
Yeah, Dicks of Thunder is better for Days of Thunder.
Okay, I'll take it.
What is that?
Dark Shitty. It's like a scat porn from Dark City.
Whoa.
Yeah,
okay.
You got it.
Dark Shitty.
That's not bad.
It's so dark. It's so evil. I don't know. Dude, this is...
Like Saving Ryan's Privates. That could be one.
Yeah. I'm mixing it up a little bit there.
Yeah. But I'm saying you have options to like change around a title if need be.
Man, these are...
And Pacific Rim Job, of course.
Pacific Rim Job, yeah, you really
I think you've made that joke before.
Probably.
I think everyone has.
Yeah, it seems like it's right there on the cusp. It's low-hanging fruit.
Honestly. What do you got?
What's Eating Gilbert's Grapes?
I'll take it.
Sucking his balls.
Buttman Returns.
What?
Buttman, like Batman?
All right.
Real into ass stuff.
Yeah, you're really going thick on the fucking poop and ass.
Hey, man. Puns are hard. And this is already getting like fucking like, damn, I'm running out of movies.
Oh, Johnny Mnemonicock. I really can't think of many of these.
Oh,
they
man.
Suck.
What?
They're hard to do.
Yeah, it is, but I wanted to, you know, get the creative juices going with your brain hole.
Yeah, but I'm really bad at, I guess, on-the-spot puns about fucking sexy stuff.
Death Facial, 50-50.
What?
Death Race?
Jesus. 50-50? Oh, the
2050,
year.
My
yeah,
bad.
2050. Death forgot. Facial?
That is a little rough.
Instead of Death Race?
Yeah.
Oh.
Face?
Wow.
You get it?
Yeah.
Is that a bad one?
No.
I think that might be a bad one.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I ruined our game.
I was just kind of like, I don't... Yeah, that one went far. That one really stretched the left field.
Dong, Skull Island.
Really, Dong.
Bam.
Yeah. Wow.
And you were like, oh, King Dong. Peter Jackson's King Dong.
Peter Jackson's King Dong.
Lord of the Cock Rings.
Wow.
Nice.
Lord of the Cock Rings.
I think that's been said somewhere. That might have been
probably.
Like, that might have been like a Kevin Smith joke. That might have been Zach Amiri make a porno.
What are you doing for titles on it?
What do you mean?
Fellowship of the Cock?
The
Two Cocks?
Fellowship of the Cockering, duh. Yeah, I guess, I don't know about the Two Towers. That's a hard one. Poo Towers.
The Poo Towers.
And, oh man, Return. Yeah, I don't know.
Return of the Buttholes and Pussies.
No, you got it has to rhyme with King. Return of the King Dong. No.
Yeah, you could just add a word at the end. King Cox.
There you go. Okay, we'll do that.
This is ridiculous. What else is there in my mind brain? I know, dude, there are people that listen to this, and I know a few of them, that they every time they listen, they think of shit better than us. I told them, tweet it.
Yeah, honestly.
Tweet it and fuck us up. Just fuck us up with it. We need it because we are kind of dumb and we put ourselves on the spot. And I feel like it's more organic to listen and think than have to think of it and say it.
Yeah, you know what definitely. I'm saying? Yeah, for sure.
Like going up to someone after they play a show and you're like, you missed that one chord that one time. See you, though. Thanks, bud. I was up there doing it.
Yeah. Turns out.
Fucking everyone's a critic.
John Dick.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of John Wick?
Yep.
And then John Dick Poo.
John Dick Poo.
Instead of two.
Two Poo. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. God damn it. I really want to think of more fucking whore.
Which would be?
Thor.
Oh, yeah. You could have gone like whore Ragnarok. Whore Ragnarok.
Whore Ragnarok.
Yeah, right on. What was the other one? What was
the Lost World?
No, was it Dark?
The Dark World or
Dark
something
Dark World,
like
yeah, okay.
The Dick World.
This is getting hard now. Schindler's Fist.
Wow. Holy. Yeah, that's cool, dude. I don't want to do another one.
Forrest Hump.
Forrest Hump. Jenny.
That's never happened before. The Matrix.
Nope.
Okay. That's fair. I deserve that one.
Oh, the Dominatrix. Dominatrix.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Dominatrix, that's actually good.
Yeah. The Repenetrator.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of other films. It's really annoying. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, totally. Yeah, it's not easy. They're like, they spent
Indiana Bones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have just gone with Indiana Bone.
No.
Yeah.
Plural. His name's Jones.
Yeah, but Bones.
He bones people.
I got
dude.
It. All right.
I'm not thinking about human bones.
Yeah, I understand.
Boning,
you meant boner.
Dude.
Yeah.
I bang more than once.
Okay. Calm down.
I bang all day.
What was the first one called?
What?
Indiana Jones.
What, in the fucking
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Raiders of the Lost Cock.
That's your go-to, is just like putting cock in the title. You're yours like is, Citizen and Cock.
And yours is shit and fucking assholes.
I'll give you that.
This is a great segment. I'm really proud of the quality work that we're fucking achieving.
The penis. Instead of the pianist.
The pianist, yeah. I saw that one coming.
Uh-huh. This is good dead air. I like that.
But shut up. You're supposed to feed it because I'm having trouble.
I don't know how to feed it, bud.
And also, our listeners are thinking with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they're also...
Okay.
Yeah, if you do have any, please write in.
Please, God, we need a lot of these.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a million. We're fucking geniuses.
American Booty.
Yeah, American Booty. That's good.
Mine like are all about assholes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really on that trend, too, so I'm going to think of some more cock.
American Cyblow. No?
What?
Like
American Psycho?
Yeah, but like blowjobs, you know? Okay. Oh, blow day instead of snow day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or blow. It works.
Get out.
It works.
I don't even have to change it.
You don't even have to change it. Blow. Change it to cock.
Yeah, a cockwork orange.
A cockwork orange. Yeah. Oh, the shitting.
Instead of the shining?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more up your alley.
I'm a gayus.
Oh, how dare you?
Toy Story pee.
What? Toy Story 3?
It's all about dildos and peeing.
Toy Story pee.
But the dildos are coming to life and shit.
Oh, sexy toys. God damn it. I thought of that and I had to stop it.
What?
Nah,
okay.
I can say it though, but you know it's silly.
All right.
The Indian in the wardrobe.
I like it. We'll take it. Survey says ding ding ding. 29th answer.
It's a winner.
Oh man.
Oh boy, this is still going.
Yeah, it's getting hard.
Yeah. Fantastic fuck.
All right.
Yeah.
Mhm. Or fantastic whore.
Oh yeah. The silver jizzer.
Oh nice. That's good.
Oh, good Lord. What's another fun movie? What's another fun movie for us to try to, you know, sex up?
I was going to say Turn My Asshole Inside Out.
What?
Inside Out?
Jesus.
That's not a good one. We will redact that. Yeah, this
Judge Dick instead of Dredd.
Judge Head.
Judge Head. Dredd. Yeah, yeah, rhymes way better. Oh, instead of stay, gay.
Sorry?
Stay.
Stay?
Yeah. Maybe stay.
And just call it gay. Okay.
Rhymes.
You got me there. It fits the scheme. I understand. Usually you would like try to get something like, you know, like any given gay, like that. Any given gay. The sex sense.
The sex sense.
Yeah. What, you got anything else?
With Haley Joel Cockman.
Nah, I like it. That's good.
Just a cock in there.
Nah, yeah, like you do.
I did, dude. Oh, I heard fuckabees.
Plapoon.
Yeah, plapoon.
Wait, what did you say?
I heart fuckabees. Oh, okay. That's in I heart Huckabees.
He's thought you said I fuck Huckabees. I was like, come on.
I heart fuckabees is in the movie. He's like, you just called it fuckabees.
That's awesome.
Let me think. There's other fun ones.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I think we might have.
Instead of Thor, we said whore.
Yeah, we did. Ragnacock.
Yeah. Nope, can't think of one for that. That's a really short word. Dude, I'm like thinking of stuff that like, oh, what? Instead of dune poon.
Okay, I'll take
it. Yeah.
Ride those giant sandworms.
Oh, dude, on Arrakis, biggest cocks in the galaxy.
You would watch the motherfucker out of that.
Dude, yeah.
The Truman Blow.
I'd put the spice melange all over myself, if you know what I mean.
I do. Cocky.
Dan's going to die laughing at that one, by the way.
Cocky instead of Rocky.
Oh, cocky.
Yeah.
Cocky 4.
You got it. You got it. Dang.
Yeah. It's just kind of one of those things like you eventually fizzle out just because it's hard to think like this and not well, then you can be do silent.
Like, you can be like Groundhog Gay. Like, but then you're already interchanging day and gay. I like any given gay. That's my...
Yeah, because you can look up movies with the word day in them and then do the gay instead.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not really... Let's challenge ourselves, you know?
Yeah, let's not take
that. I don't want to shit on our intellect.
Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl Necklace.
Wow, that one went far.
That took a while, I know, but it was worth it. We got there.
Yeah.
That was one of the top rated for IMDb. Let's see. Indian movies, what?
What?
I don't know, it says top rated Indian movies. Oh, like Bollywood, okay. I understand. Yeah, so is that it? Did we finish?
I guess so. Because I can't, you know.
I'm trying to think of something like 50 Fist Dates.
Wow.
That's not too good, right? Wonder Woman. I just saw that, sorry.
50 Shades of Gay.
Yep, that, I'll give it to you.
What else is there? What's out there in the universe for us to think about?
Yeah, I think we might have ran out. Wow, really fizzled out on that one.
That's the end of a game. We have to have a little bit of a pause because our brains are fizzling.
Yeah.
And then we move on.
Yep, and I think we're going to move on.
I think so, because you're looking at your computer. I'm just using my mind intellect.
You're definitely looking at your phone.
No, I'm not. Look, my list is up for all the stuff I wrote down.
Yeah, you just like fucking...
All my technical notes.
Yeah.
All I have is my thesis for this episode.
Really? You got a whole thesis?
I like to write down my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Shower Girls.
Golden Shower Girls.
All right.
The Golden Girls.
Or the Sex Files.
Ooh, Sex Files.
Now we're going to the TV shows.
Yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle already sounds like one.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, just sandwich between two.
Sandwich, yeah, two chicks. GT power time.
Or that.
Yep.
Just getting Thor's
or that.
Finger cuffs, I guess.
Or the way you went.
All right, so let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I haven't watched anything. I started watching Iron Fist. I'm on episode like 9. I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. It's not amazing. It's
when
not
you say enjoying
bad.
It.
It's not, like, I mean, it's not great. Like, okay.
Where's his costume,
I really,
man? Where's his costume?
That's not coming to the last episode, I'm assuming. Same thing with Daredevil Season 1. But, all right, one thing that, one problem that I do have. Well, okay, a few. the characters aren't really that cool. Like, I don't really have, like, a lot of care for them
They're
as much.
Horseshit.
Like, I felt the same way about Jessica Jones. Like, I didn't really care for a lot of the characters in it. Luke Cage, I grasped onto and thought was, like, a lot of fun. But it also was shot like a blaxploitation movie, which I thought was kind of neat because they're catching, like, a different vibe to it. And Daredevil was shot like a fucking, like, law show, like a very, like, SVU type thing with ninjas. Now, the Kung Fu in Daredevil is so much better.
Uh-huh.
Than Iron Fist.
Uh-huh.
Which Iron Fist should be like a Kung Fu... It should be like the 36 Chambers.
Nope. There's memes online, and it was like the expectation of what you ordered online. It was like this fucking sweet Japanese dude with a sword like ripped head to toe looking like a badass. And then it was like what you got in the mail. And it was like him going like with his fucking hands out like fucking like in his Shaolin pose. Like with no muscles.
Right.
Really no muscles. Like very like, oh, who's this stringy hippie?
Yeah.
Wiggling around in my dojo.
And in all honesty, his character makes no sense to me. I'm like,
None whatsoever.
Are you like always angry? Are you always awkward? Like, do you like...
Are you a stupid baby?
Yeah, I don't understand what the fuck your motive is for half the shit you're doing and shit. And like...
He says he came back, no one knows why, and then he's just dumb as a box of rocks.
So he came back because he can only get out of that place, Kung Lun or whatever it's called, every 15 years, and that door opened, so he left. Because he's
ridiculous.
The immortal
he's
Iron Fist.
He's fucking ridiculous.
I give it... I don't know, five deep impacts. It's not blowing me away, but it's also not making me hate it, I guess. But there is a lot of shit that I'm like, I don't really care. Like, even, like, the fucking villains and shit, they don't really go into the hand as much as you would want to, which they do in later episodes. I don't know, like, there was a big reveal, and I was like, that's kind of cheese. Like, it just, I don't know, yeah, it's kind of eh.
Well, I trudged my way through three episodes, or four episodes, and that was...
Oh, you're still that far.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of faded out.
Right on.
I give it like three deep impacts, but it may grow if I watch it more. I probably won't because, you know, I'm doing
Are you other... planning on finishing it?
Probably, I don't know, unless you tell me like there's some dope payoff. Probably not.
Yeah.
It's more of what I've already seen. More of him and Ninja Girl, her being like almost better than him.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Like,
thank God he can harness his chi because he'd get his ass kicked.
Yeah, for sure. He has no other skills other than like fucking chi punch.
And they do fucking, like, say why he doesn't just, like, always Iron Fist everyone.
Yeah.
Because, basically,
Spoilers.
It takes his chi. That's not a spoiler at all. But, like, he harnesses his chi and then, like, loses his chi.
Oh.
Yeah. So, with every hit, it kind of, like, you know, he has to regenerate, basically. That's why he's not just always like, Iron Fist, Iron Fist, Iron Fist.
Oh, he only gets, like, one bust for every, like, 100 punches?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Damn.
But then they show him, like, how he does a couple of kung fu poses or whatever the fuck, and then, like, he recharges his chi or some shit like that. Kind of convoluted, honestly.
Okay.
But, yeah, I also watched Halloween 3. I watched, like, the first half of it, and it's kind of rough. Well, I heard that it was the only Halloween without Michael Myers, which is true.
Yep.
It's about a company that's making masks for children that is... trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I haven't, like I said, I'm only halfway through it, so I'm sure there's a really sick payoff. It's rough to watch, though.
That sucks.
Yeah, the dude that's, like, the main character is fucking way dumb.
What do you give it so far?
Like, 3 to 4 deep impacts. Yeah. Not probably something I'll, if I do end up finishing, we'll never watch again.
Truly.
But I've heard people say they're like, oh, that's one of my favorite Halloween movies. It's such a cool, like, a premise and shit. And it may be a cool premise, but it's not done very well. I also read and finished The Exorcist, which was insanely good. If you get a chance to find that book, read it. It's really explains it so much more than the movie does, and it's a lot more about him trying to disprove that she's not insane.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, like, him just being like, all right, we gotta get that old motherfucker in here, and then I'll come too, and we'll fucking bless her, and then she'll throw up on us and fuck across.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot more about him, like, trying to do, like, multiple personalities and, like, fucking all this type of shit.
So
it's,
not so much porn, but more, like, story.
A lot more story. Yeah. There's a lot more explanation, but of course there is because it's a fucking 400-page book as opposed to an hour-and-a-half movie. And I started reading Misery, which is fucking awesome. That book is fucking creepy as fuck. He's in a car accident. I've never seen Misery the movie. Mm-hmm. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he gets in a car accident. She finds him on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts feeding him a ton of dope, basically. Painkillers. And he gets hooked on them. And then she asks him to write a book, but then, like, he needs the painkillers because he's getting hooked on him, needs more of them and shit like that, you know? In one scene, like, he says something to her, she throws a bowl of soup, and, like, she leaves for, like, hours on end. She comes back to clean it up, she's like, I'm sorry, my temper gets a little bad, you know, blah, 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 blah. And she has rinse water to clean up the shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I'm going to give you your pills, but you have to wash it down with this. And she makes him drink the rinse water. of like the fucking like old soup and these like there's like grease on it, like soap scum and shit like that, and like he has to because he needs the dope. Like it's super psychological, but it's way good. All right, that's all.
Like you reading psychological stuff, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna start making you drink
so
Brent
powerful.
Soap.
Your mind can't be much more powerful, dude.
Honestly,
you're like the bad guy, Peter Sarsgaard from that one movie,
Green Lantern.
Yeah. With the big dumb brain balls.
Yeah, he did have brain balls.
What'd you watch? I watched a little bit of Shit Fist.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of King Cock.
Mm-hmm.
All of it, actually.
King Dong.
It was good.
Yeah, you liked that. Well, yeah, you gave Iron Fist 3, you gave King Kong, what, like 7?
Oh, I'd give that a 7.5. It's fun enough.
Nice. Wow, yeah, cool.
I'd watch it again. Played a fuck ton of Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
It's going all right. I'm not that far.
Were you as impressed as you thought you'd be?
It's what I expected, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, I guess it wasn't the next gen, like, mind-bogglingly good graphic game I was thinking.
Okay.
More so, it's what I know and love, which is exploration, fucking story, and fucking sweet weapons, RPG.
Yeah.
Fucking armor upgrade, fucking sick ship. Like, it's Mass Effect shit. But it's really got a lot of technical difficulties to get through, but not gameplay difficulties. The action is fucking polished and fun.
All right, that's good.
But facial animations, little twitches, little fucking gaps in like load screens and shit like that, like to where you're like, ooh, it just took me right out of the story. What the fuck's wrong with their face?
Yeah, I heard that like the faces look kind of weird in it.
When I say kind of weird, like it's kind of sad if you watch Mass Effect 3 footage from 5 years ago next to it. It kind of like
got dumbed down.
Well, they got better graphics, but then what happened when they were animating was I think they just wanted to show more vibrancy, so they did huge fucking color in the eyes, which is not really a normal thing. No one has really vibrant eyes in any light. If you're in the dark, you don't see your eyes. You're not a fucking cat.
Yes.
But their eyes were always, they're always like bulging open. There's two main characters. Like, Commander Addison is this chick that she looks like a fucking android. Like, it is a very, like, what the fuck kind of human are you? Like, your eyelids don't level over your pupil or over your...
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, there's nothing. It's like full, like, what's up, dude?
Yeah. Everyone's just like super...
Clockwork orange eyes.
Yeah. So what do you give it so far?
Oh, so far it's like an 8.5. I'm having a blast.
All right, well, that's good.
I just have to kind of disassociate how brutal some of the animations are. Beyond that, some of the tightest fucking battles and fucking up leveling and awesomeness.
As long as it has things that are better than the other stuff, you can kind of write off.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's way more fucking growth for all your skills. You can upgrade vehicles.
30 cock. Damn it.
There you go. There you go. 30 rock.
Yeah. The cock instead of the rock.
Mm-hmm. The cock.
Mm-hmm. Not bad, right?
Yeah. Quit thinking.
007, golden brown eye.
What? Golden brown eye.
Or golden shower, I guess you could say.
Golden pink eye.
Yeah.
Because you got pissed on?
Yeah, eyes wide butt.
Eyes wide butt.
All right, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Never mind, I was going to say something.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Nope.
All right.
Okay.
Most you see.
Midnight in Paris.
What'd you think?
Right
up my alley?
Not at all. All
right.
It's a Woody Allen film, and it's got Owen Wilson, who is kind of extra Owen Wilson-y.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's what everyone wants.
Yeah. Whoa. Like fucking Owen Wilson.
Yeah. You sound like Joey from Blossom.
What is his? He says a lot.
I have fucking no idea.
Yeah. There's something that, like, there's one word that. Yeah, he's a very fucking douche guy.
Okay.
Does that shit all the time in the film.
That's your Owen Wilson impression. So bad.
I can't think of his voice, but I have heard people do it, and it's all right. It was a depressing movie, because it was all about a dude who was in Paris, and at midnight he would get into a like an older style cab, and it would take him to the 20s, like where he wished he was.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. You meet like all these fucking like cool people through history that he gets to hang out with at night, comes home to his fucking like bitch fiance in the day, and realizes he kind of hates his existence.
Right.
But then he keeps going back and back, and he's like, you know, is this where the fuck I want to be? Like, am I in heaven? Like, this is great. But it teaches a stupid lesson. Like,
does it explain why he's going back to the 20s?
It's whimsical.
So it's not real.
Not at all. What? So it's not real?
No.
No, it's not based on fact.
Idiot. No, I'm saying, like, in his movie, he's not actually going back to the 20s.
He is.
Okay, so
for sure, and goes back to like the 1890s.
It doesn't, like, at the end, he's not like, it shows him, he's like, all oh no, doped up with a needle.
Asylum. No,
yeah,
he legitimately, yeah,
it's Sucker Punch.
Yeah, no, legitimately, he is getting to that experience. It's a real experience. He's okay. Having Gertrude Stein read his book. He's having fucking Ernest Hemingway and fucking T.S. Eliot hang out with him.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah, no, he really is there with
all of them.
But no one else can go with him, vis-a-vis, okay. Like, so he sounds like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
All right, movie, though. Just depressing because I feel what he feels, and so it was sad to watch it.
You want
to
be back in the 20s?
Not the 20s.
Okay.
But yeah. Viking or medieval.
All right, fair enough.
Be a good blacksmith.
You would, yeah. You were very good at blacksmithing in Skyrim.
Shut up. I can make a pair of bracers, you douche.
What else you see?
That's it.
Oh, cool. All right. Yep. What do you give Midnight Paris?
I give it a 7.
Okay. Wow.
Depressing 7.
High. All right. So we watched Waterboy for Tessa Tony. Well, I watched about half it. Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And we actually laughed a lot more than I thought we would.
Yeah.
I don't really mind Waterboy as much as I thought I was going to, because, like, sometimes...
It's a real silly mess.
Very silly, but I was kind of like, yeah, I kind of still enjoy it. I don't know. I'd give it like a 6, Deep Impacts, because I'd probably watch it again.
I said... when we were watching it, that it has extremely rich set pieces. Like, everything about it feels well thought out, at least when it comes to the shittiness of a shit Sandler shit sandwich of a movie.
Well, that was not a Happy Madison. No, that was not.
Oh, that just happened to have Adam Sandler in it?
And a few of his buddies, yeah.
Totally. Oh, because his cronies are there, I usually smell Happy Madison shit on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you just get choked on
when you're watching
Netflix by all his films.
Definitely Grandma's Boy was a Happy Madison, and that movie rocks.
Son of a bitch. Someone had to say, like, don't butt in at all.
Don't,
Adam,
fuck this up.
You're not butting in at all.
Yeah.
I think that was that...
He wrote that movie, the main lead
guy,
actor.
Yeah. I think that lead dude was like, hey, can I try something fun?
Yeah, totally.
And he killed it with Grandma's Boy. But Waterboy is more unique and really, like, vulgarly funny...
Yes.
In a lot of fucked up ways.
Yeah.
Like Dante, the dude who plays Dante in Grandma's Boy playing the,
oh, the
quarterback.
Guy that literally hates, like, people. Yeah.
I'm a water boy.
The look on his face is so, like, such disgust with, like, the fact that, like, Adam Sandler's character is basically has a learning disability. Like, he has some form of autism, and this dude just cannot fucking stand him for it. God damn it.
When he looks in his suggestion box for his water, like, fucking purification, like, suggestions, and it says, eat shit and die, asshole.
Yeah.
He's like, well, that doesn't seem very constructive. He just, like, puts it in his pocket. Like, holy shit.
There is some good stuff in that, but then, like, I don't know, you were like, cut his fucking head off. Like, that's a dumb line.
No.
There, like, are shit about it that's like,
Oh, there's horrible shit, unwatchable moments. Like, they're just eating bayou fucking creatures, like snakes and fucking alligators, and it's very stupid and cheesy and fucking campy. And
yeah, like when Henry Winkler is like sitting there and trying to ask his mom if he can play football, they're eating snake, and he's like, what part of the snake do you think this is? He's like, well, they don't really have parts, but I've had to guess the knee.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh.
Yep. What's for dessert? Squirrel.
Yeah, no, it fucking gets electrocuted on a fucking bug trap thing, and then she's like, squirrel. It's like, oh, goddamn.
No, it is
cheese.
It has hot cheese in it. But it also has some pretty fucking...
redeeming
it's
qualities.
It's R. PG, hardy,
it's
PG-13.
PG-13, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because eat shit and die, asshole, is...
pretty rough.
Yeah. Yeah, they say some funny shit in it. But honestly, like, very low watchability for me again. Like, I'm fucking...
I take back my 6 and I'll give it a 5.
I mean, I'll
right
throw that bitch at a 3.5, because it's like... it's not a fucking... top 100 in my comedies.
Oh, God, no.
No. But, you know, it wasn't intolerable like some of the shit I've had to watch.
Yeah, I will agree with you there.
Okay.
All right, so we're going into movie of the week, which was The Good Neighbor.
Oh, my gosh. What a title.
I watched it, and I actually enjoyed it. I did see the ending coming.
Yeah.
Right before it happened, like maybe 2 minutes.
Wait a second.
Like, it wasn't like, because, like, you know, all right, so The Good Neighbor is about these two kids that are basically trying to create a haunting for their old neighbor. So they have a whole bunch of cameras in his house and shit like that, and they're basically like surveilling him, and they have certain traps set up.
And shit, yeah.
It, like, doors are banging and shit. Like, they have like little, like, motors, I guess, that they've bought. Because this kid's supposed to be like an MIT student. That's how they explain that off.
Yes.
Like, he's super smart.
Turn down the temperature when he's sleeping.
Yeah, and they put some type of battery acid on the window so when the cold hits, they shatter. Just shit like that to make him think that there's a haunting. And, like, the big payoff is that, like, the furniture will move at the end.
Yes.
And see if they can actually believe some, like, make someone believe that they are haunted.
But.
Because their whole thing is, like, shows that do it are people reacting the way that they think people would react to hauntings. This is a legit human experience that they're filming.
Yeah.
And I felt like the ending, I don't want to say it, was actually really well done.
I was genuinely kind of freaked out and surprised. You do get a little heart tug.
For sure. And the movie, I would say, is a thriller.
It is a thriller. And it's
not
based on the present, talking about past events, technically.
Yes. And also, it shoots in and out. It's handy cam, but also actual cinematography.
Yeah, actual cinema,
which I thought
shots.
Was kind of neat, because they didn't go all cheap and they're just like, everything's handycam. That would have been
where
way
it needs
boring.
To be handycam shot. It is.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool integration of the two.
Yep.
And then they also have like a courtroom scene of them being tried for someone's death. They don't know who it is.
Yeah, you only, like, see right, certain characters.
Yeah, so you don't know who's alive or like what
happened.
Right. And the whole movie is it explaining, so it's a very non-linear experience, the movie, and it kind of keeps you focused on it. Like, it wasn't hard for me to, like, not look at my phone for an hour and 40 minutes watching
Wow.
Well, you know how some movies you're like, fuck it, I don't give a shit.
Oh, I don't give a fuck what's
happening. Halloween 3, I was on my phone for most of the time.
Yep. You missed all the subtle nuance and awesome detail.
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't
all
like it as
sick
much.
Shots.
But I give this a 7.5. I liked it more than I thought I would, and I felt like when you were, like, telling me, you're like, yeah, you don't need to watch it. I can explain it to you. Like, it's not that, like, great.
Oh, no, I was more like, fuck you.
Oh, you just wanted to record.
Yes.
Okay, right on. You made it, to me, it sounded more like you were like,
no,
ah.
That was just in the heat of me being like, not happy.
Yeah, I gotcha. Sorry.
But for sure, that movie does have some fucking cool ending, cool draw at the end.
I'm about to say, yeah, the ending I felt was really well done, and it was something that you weren't really expecting, and that they kind of, like, they really expand on his character a lot, and it's really cool. Same with the two boys. They expand on their characters. I thought it was well done. What do you give it?
I give it a 7. Okay. Not a lot of rewatchability, because you get it,
right.
You bust that nut, and you're kind of done with that genre.
The payoff of it is there, and it's only for a first-time viewing, basically.
Bingo.
Yep.
It was a fun time, for sure.
So, next week, you want to do Who Framed Roger Rabbit for...
I saw that went on there. I'm not doing it.
Why not? Have you seen it?
Yeah. I didn't like it when it came out.
I think you'll like it at an older age, because it's, like, meant for an older audience, even though I loved it as a kid.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Totally. They're, like, drinking and smoking and fucking.
Everyone's drinking, smoking, and fucking in The Mask. Doesn't mean it's for fucking, like, adults.
The Mask is...
I'm just saying in general. Damn it.
So, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
And then Life Aquatic.
Life Aquatic, is that on there?
Mm-hmm.
The Life Aquatic. All right, cool. So we got that. And maybe if you want, you can think of more dirty movie titles.
And you should... No, you couldn't handle it. Never mind.
What's up?
I was going to say, you should also watch World of Tomorrow. It's only 19 minutes long. It's on there, too.
World of Tomorrow?
But I don't know if you can handle it.
What do you mean?
I dare you.
What do you mean?
Just, it's 19 minutes of something weird and animated.
Sounds kind of
And
good.
I've seen it like 3 times.
Jesus Christ. You watched it enough for it to be a fucking full length.
You fuck you.
Fair enough. All right. So we got Who Framed Roger Rabbit for Tessa Tony next week.
Maybe.
And The Life Aquatic and World of Tomorrow for movies of the week.
Uh-huh.
I guess we're doing that now.
Hey, no, it's just, dude, this is just between you and me, man. We're not on the air.
All right.
Just between you and me. I just wanted you to watch that, bro, friend, lover.
Until next
sex
time.
Sex slave.
Go burn books.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What?
And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.